Time now for the other side. We've got Ashley Campbell, Orange County Conservative, joining us here in the studio, back after a brief hiatus. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. So let's talk about the case that everyone was talking about yesterday and then stopped talking about immediately after they read it and discovered it wasn't all that big of a ruling, which
Do you
is
think
the
so?
I think so.
Okay, good.
Okay, so people are still talking about it. I think they're talking about it less now than they were in like the first couple of hours.
Right.
Which is the Masterpiece Cake Shop ruling on the baker in Colorado that would not bake a cake, a wedding cake for a gay couple that wanted him to make one for them. So Supreme Court rules, and we've both read the ruling, so tell me if I get this wrong. Supreme Court rules 7-2 that the Colorado Civil Rights Commission, right?
Civil Rights Commission.
Yeah. Applied the state's anti-discrimination law in a biased way and struck down their ruling on that basis, but I think unanimously on the other side, just sort of in general, ruled that freedom of religion claims don't automatically trump anti-discrimination law. It's just that the anti-discrimination law has to be applied neutrally.
Right.
And that's the ruling.
Yes.
Which is a great way for the Supreme Court to issue a ruling without actually, ending the issue in any way. The debate goes on, which is I think what we kind of want out of the Supreme Court.
Yes. Yeah. I don't disagree with you there. And I think a lot of people who were maybe hoping for more of a ruling on free speech or freedom of religion, decisive thing, saw the 7-2 ruling at first and got really excited. And then, everybody on the other side, which was hoping for an expansion of, or at least preservation of anti-discrimination laws, also got excited, but in a bad way. And I don't blame them because I saw some of the initial coverage, like on CNN or, other sources that, we're like, this is going to allow hotel owners
anyone
to deny
to discriminate against anyone, right?
Right. And so all you saw was the initial coverage, I think, on some of these media outlets, then may have been misled. And also on the flip side, just because it was a 7-2 ruling, like you said, it was very narrow. So we talked about this months ago. Time has flown, since they heard the arguments, I think, back in December of last year, and you totally called that they would have a very specific ruling. So, as it turns out, really what the Supreme Court did was that the Colorado Civil Rights Commission has to extend its restrictions on an equal basis. Mm-hmm. And the members of the commission made what the Supreme Court, a lot of justices felt were inappropriate comments about the baker, Jack Phillips, I think.
I've been calling him Mr. Masterpiece because I don't know what his actual name is, but yes, I think you're right, it's Jack Phillips.
I just call him the Masterpiece Baker, or the Baker even. I think that's probably
I've also had a little bit of cognitive dissonance because every time I see a picture of this guy, I think it's John Bolton, and it's a different story because he does kind of look like John Bolton. He's got hair.
He's the same, similar age. Well, that's interesting. Do they both have the mustache?
I don't know about the mustache, but they've got the same hairstyle and everything.
I saw
that once, and now I can't unsee it.
I'm gonna see it. But so the commission members made what they thought were inappropriate comments about his religious beliefs. Things like, this has been. He's just saying that he has these religious beliefs, and people have said the same thing to justify things like the Holocaust and slavery. And I mean, yes, religion was used to justify those things. As the Supreme Court, the Kennedy wrote, and also Gorsuch and Alito, I think, they made it clear that the government has no grounds to decide what is a legitimate or an illegitimate religious belief.
Yeah, and there I think is the kind of the interesting kind of twist on, or not the interesting twist, but like the interesting thing to watch in future cases, mm-hmm. because at the same time that they're saying, oh, government doesn't have the authority to decide what is and what is not legitimate religious belief, they are claiming a judicial authority to decide what is and what is not an appropriate comment about it. And that's going to be what we see, I think,
yeah.
going forward, is if the next time this comes around and someone denies service to someone else for such and such a reason, and it goes before the commission, and they uphold the customer, or they rule in favor of the customer as opposed to the store, and then that goes into the courts. Now there's going to be some level of judicial scrutiny over the specific words that get used, and is this appropriate, and is this mm-hmm. inappropriate? And you're going to see cases, I think, for that.
Which is
on that.
I think you're right. I think that I mean, they're already coming down the line.
Yeah, yeah. And that bears watching.
Right. You know, there's the case of the florist in mm-hmm. Washington State that refused to participate in some of her regular customers' wedding, a same-sex wedding. Mm. And I think to go back to the inappropriate comments and that sort of the commission members making inappropriate comments, that was also put into the context of there was another court case where another guy went to three bakers that and he asked to have them make a cake that has some anti-gay message,
right, right.
and they all refused.
Mm-hmm.
And the Colorado Civil Rights Commission said that was okay.
Right.
So this is where the inconsistency
yeah.
in the rule comes.
And there I think the commission actually has more of a leg to stand on. And I think is it Kagan who wrote the concurrence with that?
Yes.
That Breyer signed on to.
Yeah,
yeah.
Kagan
made this point because she was talking about that. And this is kind of a quirk of anti-discrimination law, which is that sexual orientation is covered as a protected class, but political affiliation or political views are not. And this is something that we might want to consider talking about. I mean, not to add 1,000 more categories to anti-discrimination law. You're already getting that look on your face. I know where you're going with this. We've already been down that road. But
yeah.
in fairness to the commission there, it is actually in line with the letter of the law for it to be legal, if not kind of, if it isn't like morally right, it's at least legally allowed for a business to say, I don't agree with your politics, therefore I'm not going to serve you.
That's right.
But it is, according to the letter of the law, not legal for someone to say, I don't agree with your sexual orientation, therefore I'm not going to serve you. And we're seeing
right.
examples of this, In other places as well. I was just seeing on social media today, so it has to be true. a case of someone, I think it was in California, so we'll just go with California. This, I think it was in the LA Times, and now I'm at this point just making stuff up because I'm not looking on Facebook right now, but I think I saw an LA Times article, and I'll go back
somewhere
and double check
online.
Somewhere online about someone not being served because they're a Trump supporter, and that being technically.
The MAGA hat.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Technically. Legal because anti-discrimination law doesn't cover politics, and maybe it should, but
right.
But
right.
that opens up another can of worms.
Yeah, I know, because I think in both cases it was a wedding cake of mm-hmm. some sort. So it was the type of cake, not the customer, that seemed to matter.
Right, right.
So you know what the Supreme Court is cautioning the Colorado Civil Rights Commission and, you know, other bodies that try to eliminate or create a society free of bias. And there's, you know, a whole question about is that even possible, but that's their goal. You know, that they are trying to prohibit favoritism or elevation of a preferred message,
mm-hmm.
you know, like anti-gay messages are not okay, but gay statements in favor of gay marriage are okay. You know, they have to apply it evenly.
Mm.
So they have to either require proof that the baker's intent was to, or the baker in this court case, but you know, it's going to apply more broadly. But the state can either require proof that there is an intent to discriminate by the baker, shopkeeper, whoever, or that they can set a criteria that there was the presumption it was the intent to discriminate. So they either have to require proof or they can presume that there is intent to discriminate and apply that evenly. And that seems to be part of what's, you know, playing into the ruling here.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think that overall, you know, this is going to necessarily prevent civil rights commissions from having a preferred type of speech. It's just they'll have to be nicer about it, I guess, rather than saying that, you know, somebody's religious views are just being used to justify bigotry and have those sort of disparaging remarks toward, you know, this person's beliefs and perhaps religion in general. So, yeah, I mean, that's something to continue to watch, I think, in the future, although I guess we'll try to eliminate bias within the bodies that are charged with eliminating bias in the business community.
And that's the difficulty of, like, all of these, like, really intricate questions about application and what is inappropriate versus what is not, and what is bias versus what is not, and where do all of these questions fit in, which I think is why I said however many months ago we had the conversation that I, A, don't want the Supreme Court to issue a big sweeping ruling one way or the other, and that I didn't think they were going to, because these are questions that you want to leave open. You don't want these to be questions that one body of nine people comes in and just, like, brings down the hammer, and we're going to answer all of these full stop and set a precedent for time immemorial, when that's not what anyone necessarily wants. And the thing that really strikes me about this case is that this is, as much as we talk about the Supreme Court as, like, a political football, right? Like, we
do,
like,
it's,
the replacing Scalia with Merrick Garland versus Neil Gorsuch and that whole fight, and how much the Supreme Court entered into the presidential election and how much it's going to enter into the 2018 Senate election. How the Supreme Court works the vast majority of the time is like this. Like, they get 200 cases, or they hand down, like, 200 rulings a year. We hear about, like, maybe five or six of them in the news, and the only time we ever get them publicized is when it's a hot button issue like this, or when it actually is a big sweeping ruling. But those 99% of the cases that we never hear about, these are the rulings that the Supreme Court hands down. They're really intricate, they're really narrow, they deal with the particular case, and they go out of their way to avoid making big sweeping rulings. The case that I always use when I teach this in American government is the Michael Newdow Pledge of Allegiance case, which was out of California. Do you remember this one where the girl in elementary school was required to stand up and say the Pledge of Allegiance? And Michael Newdow is not just an atheist, but he's one of those atheists that comments about his atheism on Facebook all the time. And he's the girl's father. So he objects. He brings it to court. Pledge of Allegiance is a violation of the freedom of religion, a violation of the free exercise, and all of that. And there's a case to be made that the Pledge of Allegiance is an establishment of religion, because you got the phrase under God in there. But 95% of Americans are totally fine with it, and how much of an establishment is it anyway? And when it gets up to the Supreme Court and they've got to make a decision, and the decision they end up making is, well, Michael Newdow is divorced from his wife, and she is the primary custody holder of the daughter. So Michael, as not the primary custody holder, doesn't have standing to sue. So we're going to throw out the case, let the Pledge of Allegiance stand, leave the debate open, and wipe our hands of the whole affair.
That happened.
Yeah, that is the classic Supreme Court ruling to me. But I think I might start using Masterpiece now to replace Newdow, because it's another example of that.
You very well could. There's two things. I mean, that is why I've just recently, and I wish I'd started this a long time ago, but I'm going to read the rulings, you know, their justifications, and get down to the details from here on out, because mm-hmm. it's actually very readable.
Yes.
People might expect it to just be just junk legalese.
Yeah.
Like it,
and there is a little bit of
unintelligible, but I mean, there's a little bit, sure. Yeah. I mean, there's lots of parentheses and court cases that are referenced.
I'm going to bring you to my class and have you tell the students that they're readable, because they complain.
They are. I think they are.
They are. Yeah,
surprisingly
you're right.
So.
Yeah.
So don't be intimidated to anyone out there who might think they'd be just confusing. It's much easier than say, like, you know, when you buy a house or something to that
effect. Oh, God, yeah.
That's terrible.
Yeah.
This is much easier. And
or signing a cell phone agreement or something like
oh,
that.
Oh, yeah. That's even worse. That's even worse. And they're not necessarily that long. And they are in tiny print, so, and with big margins, so print them out
print
one
them
sheet per page.
Yeah.
But also, so that, I think that would go a long way to cut through how media might spin it.
Yes.
You know, so
that, because the media is going to focus on the hot button issue,
right.
And the Supreme Court sides with anti-gay
yeah.
Baker over discrimination law, when the actual ruling is a lot more
yeah.
like legally specific.
Yeah. And yeah. I mean, they'll even say, like, we haven't really read this, but this is what it means.
God, yes.
And you know, so I encourage everybody to read those. And then you know, I've totally lost track of what the second thing I was going to say is. gosh, I wish I could remember. It was something to do with the Pledge of Allegiance case, but
okay.
It's okay.
We'll get
maybe
back
it'll
to
come
it.
Back to me
All right.
later. But
we got to wrap up, but Ashley Campbell, thank you so much.
All right. Thank you, Aaron.